City Council will soon consider ways to improve the efficiency of the city's transit system. Mayor Don McIsaac brought forward an inquiry motion at Monday's City Council meeting requesting the city's Transit Advisory Committee look into the current transit routes and find ways to improve their productivity, efficiency, scheduling, and costs. The inquiry follows Council's decision at budget deliberations last week, where it opted against reducing the city's transit service during off-peak hours, a move that would have saved about $300,000 this year. When the majority of council opted against that move, McIsaac lamented the decision at the time. "I think it's important that we have a look at the transit system, currently, with asking the committee to look at any ways to improve productivity and efficiency," McIsaac said Monday. "We currently have a $1.5 million deficit, related to transit, so anything we can do to improve service and reduce that deficit, I think would be helpful." McIsaac proposed the committee draft a report to be presented at the March 20 council meeting, but some members of council expressed concern with getting a meaningful report done by that date. "I think that this is an essential report that does need to be made, but given that 6 of 10 members of the transit committee are new, I don't know that it would be possible to prepare such a report and have it have being well enough informed," said Cown. Janet Lynn Durnford, who is council's representative on the committee. "My proposal would be to amend this motion to prepare the report for May 1 council meeting." McIsaac argued there is ample time to draft the report by his proposed date. He said time is of the essence, noting the transit system is losing in excess of $1,700 per day. "The reason why I continue to push for March 20 is at $1.5 million, that's $1,700 a day. So you're now going to spend another $100,000, for what? I don't get it," he said. "I think 6 weeks is adequate. I'm just not willing to spend $100,000. Councillors Whitney Smith and Ralph Cipolla agreed with McIsaac's concerns. "Realistically, like long-term, I think there's 35 days up until March 20, so that gives plenty of time," Smith said. "I also agree with not wasting further money when we don't need to. I want to see a solution quickly to this." Cipolla agreed. "When the report comes to us in March, if we're not happy with it, we can tear it down or ask for a different report. But I think the mayor is absolutely right. If we can save $100,000, then let's do it," Cipolla said. Cown. Tim Lauer, however, argued that studying the municipal transit systems is not a simple process. "I'm not opposed to asking the question, ever, but I think what we're going to get back is very high-level information. Bus routes, it's a science, it takes study, it takes research to get them right," he said. Durnford also recommended the committee's report include public consultation, as she has heard concerns about the prospect of cutting back transit hours. She argued bringing the report to council more quickly will not necessarily translate directly into savings. "I think that it's somewhat of a fallacy to say that we're going to directly save money. I mean, when that report comes forward, those recommendations won't be adopted immediately," she said. "I appreciate the cost of $1,700 a day, but that when the report comes forward, that doesn't mean that we're instantly going to save money," Durnford said. "But you delay those savings 60 days by taking the extra time, I think that's the point," said McIsaac. "With respect, I think that that report needs to be meaningful, not rushed," responded Durnford. Council ultimately directed the Transit Advisory Committee to draft the report for May 1.